You know, it's often said that that the God of the Old Testament was mean and angry and judgmental, and then the God of the New Testament, Jesus, is love. And then so some people say they don't even read the Old Testament because, you know, it's an angrier God who is filled with judgment. The only thing is, obviously, they haven't read the entire Old Testament, because today's first reading is from the book of the prophet Hosea. And it's a beautiful image of God's relationship or desire with us and our kind of waywardness of always turning away. So listen to that. I mean, like I said the other time, these readings kind of just sometimes we forget what they all mean. We just read them. But it says, thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Israel being, you know, the people. And it says, out of Egypt, I called my son. So we know the whole freedom from Egypt. God starts with, I loved my people who were in Egypt, and I freed them. But he says, the more I called them, the farther away they went from me. You know, and so what we have is an image of in the prophet Hosea is like, God has loved his people, but as he calls his people, they seem to run away from him. They run away, and it says, they sacrificing to the Baals, obviously, to sacrifice to all kinds of other gods and burning incense to idols. They worship everything else. He says, the more I call them, the more they seem to worship all kinds of other things. And he says, but he was the one who taught Ephraim to walk, and I took them in my arms. So you think of that in the image, you know, of God holding his people in his arms. And he said, I drew them with cords, with bands of love. God's love for his people, even as they keep turning away from him. It says, I stooped down to feed my child. They did not know I was the one doing it. I was their leader. So God's constant care for his people Israel, his constant care for them, his love for them. And they had no idea. They just kept kind of going further and further away from God. And then you hear how God feels about that. So you have a feeling God in the Old Testament too, you know. My heart is overwhelmed. My pity is stirred. You know, so think about your own children if they've kind of gone away, right? How your heart is overwhelmed and stirred by them as they sort of leave. It says, but I will not vent my anger against them. I'll not destroy them because I'm not like man. I'm God. He says, because I am God, not man. Because that's what man would do. That's what we do to each other. Right? When you, he said, but so you have this image of God's great love for his people, even as they stray. Even today, God's great love and his desire, even as God's doing all kinds of great things in our midst, sometimes we have no idea it's God doing. We have no appreciation that it is God, no thanksgiving to God. It's so things haven't changed. But the more important thing is, and the little red line that comes here, my heart is overwhelmed. So you have a very, God gave us feelings because he himself knows the importance of feeling. He knows what feelings are because he himself has given it to us. So he knows what he gave, obviously. And so today we recognize God's constant call and desire are constantly turning away from him. And it's nothing new. It happened even in the Old Testament. But our God has loved us even in the Old Testament.